It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2094, recorded Friday, May 29th, 2026. Gone too soon. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Dickie D has his favorite gadget from the recent Anchor event. We have a what the heck is it? Then Dick heads to the warehouse for a video, and I have the last of my at-home office gadgets, and maybe this one's not so crappy. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, the gadgeteer himself, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
I'm doing okay. I will admit I have been better. We had to do a quick schedule change. Wednesday, my dog Charlie took a turn for the worst. And yesterday we had to make the difficult decision to put him down. Charlie is just was an amazing dog. He's my first dog. And so we had to do that yesterday. It was honestly, the vet that we went to was really great and he passed really peacefully. So that was great. But here's a few photos of him. I kind of shared a story of him on Instagram. You can go look at and read if you want. But man, I had so many adventures with him. He was just such an awesome dog. Anyone who met him fell in love with him. He's so handsome. In December, he got sick with a tumor on his paw. So unfortunately, he had to go under surgery, which my parents generously helped cover to get that done. And so the tumor was horrible and really took the life out of him. And so to have that procedure was just fantastic. And that was why the show got rescheduled and a little bit of the news. He's really just an incredible, incredible dog. Very well behaved. He went through training like no other. There was one time that I was gone for like a month and a half for travel. And so I put him into a training program that was a month and a half long. And he came out of there like a military dog.
A month and a half training?
Yes, where they would train him every day to do off-leash things and, verbal commands and things like that. He was a great dog, just an absolutely amazing dog.
Yeah. I used to call Charlie when I had questions about OBS.
Exactly. Very smart.
He knew that. He said, Dick, the volume controls are now horizontal.
Hey, you haven't seen the latest update. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, thank you. Thank you. And it's been really sweet how much love he's gotten. I've gotten a lot of messages from folks, and it's been fantastic. He really was a very loved dog.
It's probably the most traumatic thing in life is that kind of thing.
Yeah. Did you get up to anything this last week, though?
We got an email from the warehouse saying we are doing major renovations and you have to move to a new locker within 30 days. And if you don't, we will come and move you, but we will videotape us moving you so you'll see what. Anyway, so I went up there, and
yeah,
the planner, I forgot what the title is. She said the bad thing is you have one of the biggest spaces in the warehouse, and we don't have anything that big anymore. And I can show you a new area. that I think I have 96 square feet and they have something 86 square feet. So we went to the new room, and it's a major upgrade for one reason. None of the storage lockers have lighting, and the few storage units that they renovated have complete fluorescent lighting for the entire storage area.
Ah, well, that's one of the major upgrades they're adding. It's just lighting.
Actually, they're putting in another elevator.
Oh, wow.
And it's going up the back of the building, and we have one of the locker at the very end of the building.
Oh. Is it getting demolished? Or is yours just going to be
more? Yes, it's going to be
an elevator. Oh, man.
It's going to be an elevator. So it's a one-way move.
Oh, man.
They had taken out all the trash bins, so I don't know how you get rid of anything. Anyway, I said to the woman, if it's smaller, how can I have to throw away boxes of stuff, and you have no trash facility here? She said, oh, we do, she said. She said, see that trash bin over there? It's like a 200-gallon thing. She said, it's full right now, but she said, I can tell you that this was last Thursday. She said, they're coming tonight and they'll empty it. She said, if you can get rid of what you want on Friday, if you come in, the bin will be empty. And she said, a lot of people changing and leaving us. She said, so that the earlier you come, the more room you can have to throw stuff out. We threw out tons of stuff.
It was cleaning day at the warehouse.
Cleaning day at the warehouse, exactly.
But it's fantastic that they got a new trash option. Because, yeah, I'm thinking, you'll need a dumpster, man. Like, yeah. Yeah. And at other storage places I've had, they had an option like that. It's like, okay, if it's time to clean, you got it. You got a place. That's great.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Man. So that stinks that you got less square footage, but are getting an upgrade and have to move.
Yeah. But they'll do the move. She said, you know, we will call you when the movers are here and you can come and unlock your locker. You can hang around if you want. And then give us we don't even want to know the combination. Just give us the lock. And when everything's in your new locker, we will lock it and turn the dials. We won't know what it was set for.
That's actually nice. That's really nice that they're providing the movers. Because
I have 10 tons of mad. There's no way.
Yeah,
I could do that.
I agree. Okay, should we jump into it? I'm excited about the Anchor event. What is your
gadget? This is such a silly little gadget, but I love it. This is it.
Okie dokie, here we go.
So this little gadget is my favorite thing from the Anchor event.
Looks like a fancy webcam.
It's the Soundcore Spaceflow AI projection mapping.
Wait, what?
For any space, and this is their demo. It starts by mapping your house.
Oh my gosh.
It keeps track of every window, where your doors are, where your garage door is.
Oh my gosh.
And then you can use pre-programmed templates, or you can tell AI what you would like projected on your house. So we're going to look at a few of what they already have programmed in the projector.
Wow.
Okay. You can have your house be eerie.
No way.
This is great for Halloween. Very scary. And it almost looks 3D when the ghost comes out. And then we're going back to the house normally, and now we're mapping the house again, and we're making it into Christmas. And with Christmas, you can tell the projector where what you want in the windows. Like in this scenario, there's Pinocchio, and then there's Santa Claus in the next window. And you can tell the device when you want Santa to come out of your garage door on his way to deliver some gifts. I think this is really pretty neat. And we're back to mapping your house again. You can even have a projection of your house being decorated for New Year's. How much trouble does that save, having to decorate your house for different holidays? 3, 2, 1, and Happy New Year. And it does all the sound. Now, the price is, I think it's going to be introduced. Now, we're talking now just for the add-on. I believe it's being introduced for a short time at $3.99. And I'm not sure. I think he said it's going to go up to $7.99.
That is way cooler than I expected it to be.
Yeah. And you can talk to it. You can just, like I was saying, you can say, when the window opens, I want Pinocchio in the first window. I want Santa Claus in the second window. Now, right now, it only will work with two of their projectors, the X1. Oh, Chad, this is fascinating. Go down to Nebula 1, the first projector price. Go back up where you were.
Oh, sorry. I see.
Yeah. Click on that. Okay, so it's $2,999. But now, in that same column, go down to the X1 with space flow.
Okay.
So click down to the third box.
It drops the price.
It drops the price.
Wait,
and you're getting the $400.
Wait a second. That doesn't make any sense.
No, I'm wondering. I'm wondering if it's a mistake and if they'll honor it if you buy it.
I wonder too. I mean,
oh, you know what? It says $1,200 off. Maybe they mean it.
Maybe they mean it. I wanted to really point out, like, it is an accessory for the projector, but that's insane that they're bundling it for so inexpensive.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
In other words, you're way better buying it with the projector because you'll say you're getting the thing for free.
Literally. And if you don't have, I mean, this projector, is this a laser projector? Yeah, it is. Okay, so that's the thing, is for projection, home projection, laser technology is amazing. And the reason is normal light has a degradation as it gets further away from the bulb, right? It'll, you know, if you're, say, 5 feet away, it's only half as bright. If you're 10 feet away, it's only a fourth as bright, right? Laser doesn't have that issue. You shoot laser at 100 feet, it's still just as bright at 1,000 feet because laser light is different. And so when you project onto a building like this, all that curvature of the building, if that corner is further away, it's going to be the same brightness. And so you're not going to have weird bright spots in one area or dark spots in another. That's why you want a laser projector for this specific application. So just getting a laser projector, most projectors aren't laser projectors, just getting that and having it be high quality 4K is a big step. And so getting it all together is quite incredible. And I think this is a perfect use of AI. I mean, being able to give a creative thing like that to the average customer and saying, this is what you use AI for is, and even if it's just templates they've made, and they've made 20 templates with AI, but AI can
help.
They made
100. It comes with 100 templates.
Exactly. So as long as AI, if AI's own, that's amazing. If it's telling it, okay, this is this section, that section, now put it all together, you know, I think that's incredible. Really impressed with the demo for sure. And I want that to work well. You know, I want that. I want to see a person try to set that up because that looks
the
so
The only
neat.
Possible worry is your projector has to be out on your lawn.
You have to have a big driveway or a big lawn.
And a way to protect your projector.
Yeah. And maybe even a ladder to get it up so it doesn't hit. Because it could hit like a bush or something and then like, you know, or a tree or something on the way in there. Or people, you know. What an incredible system.
It's pretty ingenious.
Put in the hands of folks. That's so, so neat.
And they also said that they will soon be making it adaptable to other projectors. But right now, it's just the Nebula X1 and X1 Pro.
Yeah. That's really cool. Okay, starting off strong. That's great.
Strong. Kind of a fun, silly gadget is this one.
I'm sure somebody has made a toolkit that has a flashlight, but how about a flashlight that has a toolkit?
Whoa. Okay.
I saw this, I thought, I gotta buy this. Okay, the portable light with a 16-piece toolkit, solar-powered or USB-C charging, or a flashlight or a lantern. It's also a phone charger. The rotisserie is extra. And it was under $20, all right? So that's within the price range of a Gizwiz gadget. All right. Oh, made in China. How unusual. All right. So there's a little USB-C cable. Oh, you know what? Is this lid already telling us that the battery is at zero? I think it is.
That's distressing.
Right, I give up.
No, for some reason.
Okay. Flashlight.
It wasn't working.
Oh, it has some power in it. All right. So the flashlight. Oh, here we're going on. Red flashing and off. So I see now that there's bright light in the flashlight and then half light for the flashlight. Then it goes over to the work light and then the red light and then flashing and then off. All right, so I like that. Now, what is this? Oh.
Oh, my word.
This is not your big toolkit. But this isn't bad, okay? There's a hex. Oh my gosh, there's a little three foot ruler. Oh, okay. Oh, this is kind of clever. So you have drivers with the handle, and the same handle has Phillips and slot. All right, a little pliers, a couple of hex wrenches, and a...
A little box cutter.
Knife
cutter. Terrify me.
All right, so this is kind of clever. It is...
I like that it's all molded.
Now, let's see where... It must be a phone out. I guess it's over here. Okay. So USB-C charging in, phone charging out, a four-element... battery indicator, and something that I've not seen before is that you can get to the rechargeable batteries. I have never seen that before.
I have never seen that either.
To make it so easy.
It's a clever idea.
So I'll remember to close the kit.
It's funny.
You know, I think this is pretty neat.
For $20?
$20. It was, I'll have Chad go there. It's Pulse TV. I get a lot of stuff from them. It was $19, and I believe they were 2 for $34. This little guy closes in if you want to use it. I guess in rainy conditions, you can cover the little power panel. That's it. It's no brand name. It's just a multifunctional LED solar light toolkit.
I like it. I like it. I think of a practical use for having the batteries available, but I can't really. But it's still kind of cool.
No, me either. But I like it. You could take them out and use it for something else instead of an emergency, I guess.
So I was thinking. Oh no, Pulse TV. Maybe the link is broken, but it's not found anymore. Did they remove it, or I may just have a bad link? But
page not.
Yeah. Yeah, let me. Yeah,
no, on Amazon, doesn't this look like the same thing?
It does. Do you have that little puck that comes out?
No, I don't know what I don't know what that puck is.
That looks like some extra emergency signal flasher or something.
It doesn't mention it in the copy. It's so funny.
Huh? Let me see if I'm gonna search on Pulse TV and see if I can find it. I may just have a bad link. My link may have not transferred correctly.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, they have a lot of LED searchlights and spotlights.
Do LED toolbox.
Okay, LED.
LED toolbox light. There it is.
$19. I'm impressed with the amount of tools. I kind of like it even just to have around the house. You always need pliers for something, and I think that's a good set.
No, yeah, we're gonna leave it out in the shed.
I like
it because for quickie tools.
Yeah, very cool. Another flashlight to buy. It's pretty cool. Okay, the next one is a what the heck is it? I love that.
Okay, and I think you will not guess this.
You think it'll stump me? Okay. It'll stump me?
It's okay. A what the heck is it?
Gotta be on my toes. A box.
Whoa. Okay, I'm gonna show you the label, which will probably give it away.
A huge stick of butter. No.
Something Chinese.
I knew I should never give that hint.
10,000 chopsticks.
Okay.
Is it a doll?
No.
A Ming Dynasty vase?
Oh, Ming. Yeah, that would be good.
A lifetime supply of tea?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What is it?
That is some tough plastic.
Oh, wow.
Is it something that's vacuum packed?
Boy, yeah. And there's a picture of it. But.
I'm going to guess a sleeping bag. Dennis and I had the same idea.
I went to Amazon and it says
another yoga mat now.
It may take 24
pants.
Hours for you to be able to use.
No. They look like shorts right there.
Is it a chair, a sofa?
A chair? No.
A way to expand your pants if they're too tight.
Let me just see.
Is it a saddle?
Pants if you have three legs.
Three legs.
Bedroll, fire hydrant, inflatable airplane.
Possible.
Frozen turkey. I'm reading the chat room.
Gosh.
What's this thing?
But you know what? I'll actually show you. A
doggy bed that you put at the bottom of a stand-up shower.
Obviously, we're going to probably have to wait till tomorrow to finish doing it. Can you tell from this at all?
Is it a way to fall asleep on the desk?
No.
A working, eating lap desk.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so Chad and I did little tables that you would put your chair.
Officially stumped.
But this is a way
officially
to put
stumped.
A table directly on your legs and use it for working, reading. You know what? It's actually taking shape much faster than I thought.
Hmm.
It's more for an easy chair, but let me see if it works in my office chair. So if you were sitting at your desk and had to eat, you could probably use it for that. Or it sort of hangs over the side, but you could If you're eating a sandwich, you would not put a drink on this. All right.
Or soup.
Or soup. I think the guy in the picture is sitting on a sofa with it. So we're going to check an easy chair. So the thing I thought I could use it for is not going to work. I thought I would put it in my easy chair.
Oh, no. The armrest.
And then have a tray or a table.
Oh, no.
But
it's very bulky.
It's very big.
Yeah, you need like a sectional couch for
maybe,
that thing.
Yeah, in the bedroom. Mm. Okay, for a laptop, reading in bed, that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty ergonomic height.
Put drinks on it because it's a little uneven. Oh, yeah, no. Maybe when it fully opens, the top will be flatter, but right now there's some ridges here. So it works also sitting on the floor, except now you need two people to help you get up. Okay. It's, I don't know.
Maybe you could use it as a floor walker.
Cumbersome, big.
To say the least.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't take it on an airplane unless the people in the seat next to you don't mind that. Can I put one leg of my
laptop?
I guess you could put a breakfast tray or something on it if you were sick.
Oh, you know, there you go. Yeah. Dennis has the solution. Put a tray on this, then you can have food on it. We'll double check again with Chad. I think it was $31 on Amazon. No, if you have a use for it, I guess it's okay. But for me, it's useless.
Yeah. I wish that it almost doubled as... I wish that you could like use it as backrest almost. Like if you weren't using it then, you could you know, use it as a back pillow or something like that. But its shape does not lend itself to that, seems like, at all. Yeah, I agree. Just a little too bulky.
It is. And there's one side pocket.
Yeah. The
covers are movable.
The car, I guess.
Maybe.
I just think, storing that thing when you're not
storing it, it's big.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. I like that it's soft. I do like where it left your arms. That looks very comfortable. It has some downsides.
Yeah.
It's like if you see this, you might love it, and you might have a plan for it. But yeah, I agree. I think it's just a
PC guy said maybe you can also use it as a footstool. I guess that would.
Yeah. They have square options as well. It looks like. Look at this. If you thought yours was chunky, wait until you add the. Wait until you add the cup holder and the Switch. That'll fit an entire Nintendo Switch in there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my. Yeah. Do you think
that's pricey. Yeah. $53.
Yeah,
for that
exactly.
One.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. All right. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah. It's something different.
Okie dokie. With that, it's time to get a tad crappy.
But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. So today, I'm taking a look at actually a quite nice gadget. This is the Shox Open Run Pro 2 bone conducting headphones. These are those open ear headphones.
I don't know
if you have seen these before.
I have.
Yeah. So I actually got these about 2 weeks ago, and I've been using them daily, and I really, really like them. So I thought I could talk a little bit about my experience with them. So here are the headphones. They rest on your over your ears, and I have headphones in, so it's a little strange that I have two, but they don't actually go into your ear. They only rest right in front of your ear, and then there's like a battery pack kind of behind your ear as well. They have three buttons on them. So there is on your right ear, underneath, you have a volume up, a volume down, and the volume up doubles as your power button. And then over on the left ear, there is a button on the front part of it. And that's all the buttons. It is USB-C rechargeable with a little cover right here that kind of keeps sweat out. And that's where the USB-C plug comes in. The case has a little spot for the plug, which I actually like that they've integrated in a little window, and they also gave you a USB-C. The case is just a dumb case. It doesn't help recharge it or anything. It keeps it safe. Yeah, it's just a case. The battery life is 12 hours with like nothing going on and 10 hours of playback. And I have found that that's pretty true. I've gone all day listening to audiobooks, taking phone calls, listening to music, and it didn't run out that entire day. You know, when I started off the day full charge, I got through an entire day of using it all the time, and it didn't run out. The sound quality is impressive. I'm pretty impressed with the sound quality. It is not as good as putting on, you know, headphones, but it does a really good job at bass and mixing it correctly, where the treble and the bass and everything kind of, it's not obvious when you first put it on that it's open ear headphones. I've had a tad bit of problems with almost like a little bit of ringing. Or like when people say S's and things like that, it can almost sound like the speakers are trying too hard and kind of peaking, and it adds a little bit of sound that I don't like. And that's only very rarely it's only happened 3 or 4 times where I'm listening to very specific stuff like audiobooks, and I'll notice it once or twice and kind of go, oh, that was kind of weird. And then other music, it won't pop up. So it's kind of, it depends on the audio, but I have heard a few times where it's like, okay, that's obvious now. But in general, audiobooks, music, all of those sound a lot better than I think that they should, considering that there's nothing over your ear. The comfortability is also amazing. Because they're not in your ears, you can wear them for a very long time. They're very lightweight, and it's kind of easy to forget that they're there because you have no issues with hearing like normal. When working out and running with them, it is also a really big upgrade compared to just in-ear headphones. First off, your ears get really hot when you run, and they get sweaty, and so having that open ear is just nice for comfortability. You can also pay attention to your surroundings a lot better. You can hear if there's a bike behind you ringing their bell, you know, and they want to pass. You know, you can hear all these things that are harder to hear whenever you stick it in to your ear. And they're IP55, so they'll deal with sweat and a little bit of water. The price is $180, but I've seen it online. You know, you can get like $20, $30 off retailers a little bit. They come in two sizes, the standard size and the mini size. I have the mini size. I just found that it fit my head better, and they have a larger size available as well. They have a few different versions of Shocks. These are the Open Run Pro 2s, but they also have versions like for water, like full submersion into water that's like 100% waterproof that you can just swim with and things like that. Yeah, they have some, and then they have like, you know, they have a whole bunch of like options for open ear products, which I think is really cool. Here's the Open Swim, and these are the ones that can just go into water, which I think is just absolutely crazy. So yeah, I'm really impressed with them, been liking them a lot. I'll go ahead and play some music out of them. Y'all won't be able to hear it, but you'll be able to hear it just a little bit the open air design. Yeah, so
somebody asked if people nearby will hear music.
Right. So here, let me see if I can just play something, anything. I should have gotten the... there we go. So this is full volume at the moment. Can you tell it's playing? I can tell. I can hear it. Can you hear anything? No? No? Here, I'll take the mic and put it. So here's where you're normally hearing me.
Oh, now, yeah. Yeah.
And then you go away.
Yeah.
Pretty hard to hear. That's full volume. And one thing I will say is that I do wish it got a little bit louder. There's some times when you'll be, you know, just doing, I wish that it got like 10% louder sometimes. But in general, it's, they're loud enough. Just like when it's a quite a loud situation, the loudest that it can get, sometimes I wish that it could get just a little bit louder.
Go to 11.
Yeah, I wish it could go to 11. Like 10 is loud. I just wish that it could go to 11. And there you go. That is, and the reason I thought this is a great office gadget is how comfortable they are to wear. When I was in offices, you know, you see the people with the Bluetooth things. For a while, there was a Bluetooth option that would go on your neck and have these like extend the headphones. I see people in offices all the time. Now I see people in offices all the time wear these because they can take calls real fast. The call quality is really good. That was one thing I wanted to mention. Everyone on the phone can like never tell that I'm on these. I think that they're doing some type of noise rejection when it comes to the microphone. I think that they're actually like, they make the microphone quality really, really good. So that's one thing that I really like about them.
And normally things were always lacking in bass, but you say these are very good.
Yes, and I think that it is to their design because they do bone conduction plus. Like, there's bone conduction going on, but there are these little speaker grills right here that I'm fairly certain are sending those sounds that they know. You know, they've done the mixing on these, and they know, okay, bass doesn't really come through. We're going to send bass through the speaker. And that little speaker that's pointed directly at your ear,
I'm pretty sure
they've worked out that perfect recipe of audio, and I think that's why it sounds so good, is they do a mix of the bone conduction and real speakers to kind of fill in the gaps where bone conduction doesn't work that well. Speech sounds natural. Music, like, you can tell a difference between a headphones and these, but it still sounds good, which is what you want, you know? You want it to sound good. There you go. The Open Run Pro 2's bone conduction headphones. With that, let's move to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Turns out several people in chat like wearing bone earbuds, earphones. Yeah.
They're so comfortable. When you don't have anything stuck in your ear, and it is a very light, you know, it's like 5 ounces. You can forget about them. You really get, and especially if you're used to wearing glasses or sunglasses, they rest right in the same area. And so if you're used to that, you just forget that you're wearing them. Okay, what do you got first in the warehouse?
Okay, well, first I'm going to ask, do you know what this is, or did you have one of these?
I think I do know what that is. I did not own one of them. You know who did, though?
Who?
Alex Gumpel. Alex Gumpel loved that product, I'm pretty sure.
And that product was?
The Zune.
Yes, the now. Zune. The Zune. Well, Microsoft had big plans for the Zune.
The iPod killer.
Oh, yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I found a few of the things that I could use with my Zune. And let's take a look at that video.
Do you remember the Zune, the Microsoft Music Machine? Yeah, I have a Zune.
Yeah.
I hope I have a lot of stuff in the warehouse about the Zune. I totally forgot that I had, because the Zune had a very short life. I have the Jam Jacket Cord Saver silicone for
keep
Zune.
Keep it safe.
HD, the Action Jacket armband.
Oh, yeah, if you want to go
Zune
work out
HD.
With it.
I have the underground case for the Zune. I have the wireless media music, HD video, multi-touch web browser games for the Zune. I have, oh my gosh, I have the Zune AV dock.
Wow.
With remote and power brick.
Wow.
A lot of Zune stuff. And then, this is so bizarre. I guess when you take your dog on a trip, the inflatable doggy bowl, all right? Can't you just carry a regular bowl with you? This looks... Also, it's a life jacket for a very small person, okay?
Could be a pool for a frog.
A rain hat.
Yes.
It even comes with a little repair patch kit, okay, in case your inflatable doggy bowl has a blowout.
Your beloved inflatable doggy bowl needs to be repaired.
Anyway, fun stuff in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Love it. Oh, my gosh.
So the Zune, remember when it came out? I copied some stuff down. The Zune came out November 2006. You know what? My Zune... It looks like they made it look more and more like the iPod. Zune has no little round button in the front.
Right. Yeah, I think they made it more and more over time. Oh my god. Yeah, yours looks like this.
Yes, that's the very first one. And that was, let me have the, it was $249. On introduction, November 2006, and $249 today is $413, and it only lasted 5 years when they shut down production of it.
I saw eBay.
One person wanted $600 for it.
Yeah,
they want $95 working Zune. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, and I love the interface was really clean. It was like all like just hard lines and really flat text. It was really nice, and they had animations between stuff. It was a really good product, but I think it was the ecosystem again. It's like people loved iTunes. They had been buying songs on iTunes. Moving the songs out of iTunes is like gonna be hard. Like, yeah.
Oh, and I remember what killed it is when you bought stuff, you couldn't just buy with a credit card. You had to buy Microsoft dollars.
Oh, my gosh. You had to buy Microsoft points and then...
Yes, and then use Microsoft dollars or point to buy. I was thinking, what are they kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
so,
no.
I guess it deserved to die.
Yeah. The Zune, that's a good find. You had every, I can't believe that. So, sometimes I feel like they don't make products like that where they come out with official accessories for everything.
They expected big things from that.
That's great. Okay, with that, so let's head into the letter. Now,
our letter is from someone who's created themes for us, Ivan Han.
Thank you, Ivan.
H-A-H-N. Dick and Chad, my partner Danny and I were watching old clips on YouTube of Dick's show called Consumer U. The episode we were watching had a representative from New Jersey Power. During the segment, the guest said that they were offering free or very cheap items to help you save money on power in your new home. We looked up Jersey Central Power and Light, and they are our power company. We went to their website, and it seems you can still buy smart devices, like from Google Nest or Honeywell, for $1. Okay. My partner and I are looking to buy a house, but it's difficult because we live in New Jersey, and it's expensive. But we like to save money on key things like this. I found it interesting that a clip from the 1980s can still be helping people today. We love these old shows. By the way, I asked him where he saw it, and he said, I don't know. Someone's just putting them on the web. That someone is Mo.
That's Mo Torres right there.
Yeah, Mo has digitized my old Consumer U shows. And I sent you a link to the one that he's talking about. If possible, maybe you can just show the first minute.
Because
I forgot what they were like.
We got to get into it. There you go.
Dennis designed my logo.
I know, madam. Yeah. It is Consumer U. We try to help you with problems, but if you're unhappy with your husband, yeah. Unless you bought your husband, we cannot. You did buy her. Well, I tell you, Dr. Ruth. I suggest Dr. Ruth. Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling anyway. But stay tuned. We have some interesting stuff. Hi. Vic DiBartolo with Consumer U, the show for... Yes, you, the consumer. Not for me. I go out, I make big shopping mistakes, but I teach you how to shop carefully. Now, on today's edition...
That's okay. You can go out.
This is great. Here, I want to skip in and, like, yeah, you're just chatting with all...
I had guests.
Yeah. You had a lot of guests. It's like a guest-heavy show. Look at this.
Yeah.
Wow. This is great.
Oh, and then how to buy answering machines.
Yeah.
I like about a speakerphone is when you call the airline.
Right. When you're put on hold and you have nothing to do, you can put it on the speaker and do what you need to do
exactly.
While you're waiting.
That's so crazy.
That was when speakerphones were like a big thing.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, man. And yeah, that tip that he, I don't understand this. You can buy a thermostat for $1. And then, you know, this is $100 off the Ecobee. I used the Ecobee for a while. And the Ecobee was a great thermostat. It's a smart thermostat, similar to Nest.
Oh, and there's a Honeywell for $1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The low end Nest with the like cheaper screen. That's about $30. That's crazy.
God, so that show from 1980. So if you have Jersey Central Power and Light,
yeah,
check out their website. Or maybe if you have a small power company, go there just to see if they happen to do something like this.
Yeah, that's crazy. Very cool. Very, very cool. Thanks for sending Ivan. That's so cool.
Ivan added something that I never knew. He said, I love seeing public access shows from back in the day because that's where I got my start. While in high school, my school was in the home of Cablevision Public Access, and there I was on camera, and I also acted as a producer.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So, Ivan... Thank you. And Mo, thank you, Mo.
Yes, thanks for digitizing everything. This is amazing. Thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys support us every single episode. It is incredible. Thank you so much for your support. If you're a patron, this is our time to say thank you so much. We really, really appreciate the generosity. If you like the show, please consider giving back. Patreon.com/gizwiz. Or head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. Click that. There's a big old Patreon banner, and you can find our Patreon page. There's also a link to PayPal if you want to give via PayPal. We record the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. If there is a schedule change, it'll be at the top of our website, gizwiz.tv. I suggest you join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks during the episode because they talk about all the gadgets that we are showing on the show, and they're a fantastic group of people. If you missed the live show, the episodes are there on our website or on YouTube or on Apple Podcasts. We are all over the internet. Head over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder about a gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online where you get to guess the gadget. That is an entire gadget. And this is a toothpick for people with golden teeth. If you think you know what this is, get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. 6 men magazines for correct answers, 12 men magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Yep. We forgot to mention we're always looking for new videos,
exactly.
Okay? You don't need to have a warehouse like I do or Dennis and I do. A video, anything to do with a gadget. Fortunately, we have a couple of videos in-house, but we always need more. A little video, 1 to 3 minutes. Just make sure we can see the gadget, hear your voice, and use horizontal format. Put it up on YouTube. You can click unlisted when you upload it. And that way, only people with the URL will have it. Email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show it on the show, we show 99% of everything we get. You'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine or a Mad Special autographed to you. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it
back
now.
Back to you, Chad.
That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.